Eliane, written by Judy Nunn and read by Jane Nolan. I have now been married for 3 months, and no longer am I Eliane. That name belongs to a grand estate. I am simply Ellie, which, strangely enough, I find endearing. My nickname is perhaps the one tender element in the whole of my marriage, and I cling to it. Kate read on, her eyes riveted to the page, her mind teeming with images. She could see this girl, she could hear her voice. Eliane Desmarais had ceased to be a remote ancestor, or even a younger version of Grandmother Ellie, as conjured up by the romantically inclined Hilda Durham. She was just Ellie, 18 years old, the same age as Kate. I do not doubt my husband's love for one moment. Indeed, the very force of it can be terrifying. My husband would not hesitate to kill any who threatened me, and were it necessary, he would lay down his own life in the process. These are grave responsibilities to bear, and I find myself treading warily. Jim often asks me what I'm scribbling about, and I usually say, "My scribblings are about us, dearest. I scribble about you and me and our love." That makes him happy. He does love me, of course he does, but in the only way he knows how, which is not a love I recognize as such. I am a possession to Jim. He owns me. Our coupling remains devoid of tenderness. He takes me in triumph, like a prize he has worked hard to win and has a right to lay claim to. Kate was amazed, not only by the naked candor of Ellie's writing, but the fact that the relationship between husband and wife appeared to differ so completely from the great love supposedly shared between Grandmother Ellie and Big Jim. Were the stories she had been fed over the years born purely of her mother's need for romance? But then she recalled the vague childhood images of Grandmother Ellie. Elegant, serene, she'd seemed a woman with a love that had sustained her through tragic times, and her support for her husband was known by all to have been absolute. Surely, Kate thought, these early writings were the result of a young woman's loneliness, perhaps fed by disillusionment. Perhaps, like Hilda, Ellie had been overly romantic in her expectations, both of her husband and the new country to which she had been transported. Surely she must have adjusted over time. And there was certainly a great deal to adjust to, Kate thought, listing the discoveries she had made herself in this one short hour of reading. If Ellie was right, Big Jim had cancelled her father's debt in order to buy her. He'd been a blackbirder in his youth, or so Ellie had been told. He'd ruthlessly killed a man in cold blood, and Ellie had witnessed the event. Kate found it difficult to comprehend. This was the Durham patriarch whom everyone revered, indeed considered a hero. This was the very man upon whom her father had modelled himself. She was confused. Who was she to believe? The legends passed down over 3 generations, or the scribbles of a young woman nearly 80 years ago?